This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, is here with me on the countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. Every week we spend hours going over the items in the top 10 list. But the man with the authority, the man with the bona fides, the man with the chits, has taken time to be with us and explain some of these things and talk about, generally speaking, what's going on in the world of news, talk, entertainment. So, Michael, let's get started with our usual rundown of the top 10 stories, as you have found through your research at Talkers Magazine, and then the people that are being talked about. And then we'll go from there. It's like anything goes here on this conversational program.
All right, well, let's jump in. First of all, here are the 10 biggest stories of the week on news talk stations such as the one that people are listening to right now. At number 10, we have National Football League action. At number 9, the Major League Baseball playoffs tied with Ferguson protesters showing up at Busch Stadium. At number 8, we have North Korea leadership question. At number 7, we have Obamacare policy cancellations. At number 6, we have Obama immigration amnesty policies. At number 5, we have midterm elections and the 2016 presidential prospects. We have the Supreme Court of the United States, often referred to as SCOTUS gay marriage cases, at number 4. Leon Panetta's book comes in at number 3, talking about that. At number 2, we have the battle against ISIS, and that's tied with Vice President Joe Biden's comments. And at number 1, the U.S. Ebola cases, and the threat of a pandemic. And that's the way the stories line up. The people on the survey, Kim Jong-un at number 10. We have a big tie between four heavyweights on the Republican side. At number 9, Jeb Bush, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Chris Christie. Jim Webb at 8, Hillary and Villary at number 7, John Roberts at 6, Leon Panetta at 5, John Kerry at 4, Joe Biden at 3, number 2, Thomas Eric Duncan. And number 1, Barack Obama. And there you have a snapshot of the most talked about stories and people on talk radio across America. Certainly a lot more people and a lot more stories are talked about, but those are the big ones.
You know, I wonder, when people come into this world, what it is as they grow up they think they're going to stand for. I think that's a universal psychological trait. Michael, we always think of it in terms of ourselves because we are about ourselves, the id. You study any psychology at all, it's always everything wraps around us and what we do and what's important to us. So, and we tend to, in America, think about ourselves as being the biggest, the best, the most important, and you know, those things have been sort of taught to us, inculcated in our minds as we've grown older. So when you look at the life of a guy like Thomas Eric Duncan, who seems to have an American name, but he's a Liberian, comes to this country, is sick, and in fact causes a stir like you've got to think this guy never figured he was going to be the kind of lightning rod that he was during his life and all the people talking about him now that he's dead. But isn't it interesting to think about? I wonder whether there's been, in your monitoring of any of the conversational programs this week, anybody delving? This would be a great Joy Brown conversation on her program. What in the world do you think this guy was thinking of? Was it just his family? He lied on his questionnaire. You know, what is it that motivated him to want to come over here? And then how he spent the last days of his life basically becoming a household name, not for a good reason.
Yeah, well, you know, the twists of fate. You cover a lot of interesting philosophy in your comment and your question. The twists of fate that happen in life, the unexpected, I think everybody could say in their life at one time or another they find themselves doing something that they never could imagine they would be doing, mm-hmm. that they never planned on doing it, that they never even wanted to do it, and all of a sudden something happens, cause and effect, circumstances, and they're doing something that is completely, you know, blows their mind. I can't believe I'm doing this. I think we all have had that. Some people have it, of course, on a mega level.
What have you had? How has that affected you? How have you, as you've gone through your life, what's happened to you that you didn't expect to have happen to you?
almost everything. I never planned to do what I'm doing now. I mean, you know, it's I didn't even know what I do exists.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. It didn't exist until you started doing it.
Yeah.
What you're doing didn't exist.
You know what it comes down to, without turning this into a, Michael Harrison on the couch.
A love fest, yes, right.
It comes down to understanding opportunity. Mm-hmm. Let's not talk about negative things, you know, because you get run over by a train.
Right.
And you didn't expect that. But people sometimes become so fixated in their plans. It's like John Lennon's famous quote, life is what happens while you're planning other things.
Yep, exactly.
You become so fixated in your plans and your goals that you cease to be aware of what's going on around you 360 degrees. And sometimes opportunity is just banging at your door and you don't notice it because, well, that's not what I'm thinking about doing. I'm doing this. Mm-hmm. And this whole new world of opportunity is just waiting for you, and you're blind to it or you're deaf to it because you're just not thinking about it. And I think it's very important, if I may get on my philosophical soapbox for
Please.
A moment.
What kind of soap?
You're right. How's that for a term, soapbox?
Yes, it's a great.
There's a lot of history there.
Yeah.
And just be aware of possibilities that you may not have considered. And that's, I think we all have that. I mean, did you ever think when you were a DJ you'd be a talk show host?
No. I ran this completely, one of those things, completely. I figured I'd be a disc jockey. I wasn't a bad disc jockey. But in 1974, on a Saturday morning, I was playing music and the turntables stopped working. And why I started talking, well, there's nobody around. I couldn't ask the program director what to do, so I just figured it out on my own. I started talking about some local issues, and because the phones were working, the turntables weren't, so I just started talking. And from that point to this point, I never played another. I mean, I've certainly highlighted and focused on music. But because the boss was always telling me to shut up and play the music, then I had any music to play, so I had to talk. And
exactly. And so, you know, an accident, a mistake turned into an opportunity, and you found that you had a certain skill, and you started doing it, and you did it. And but I think that this is an important way to go through life. Now, you mentioned something else. He talked about, is there any conversation about the human element, the psychology of newsmakers and all of that?
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, no. Very little.
Mm-hmm.
One of the shortcomings, I believe, of our format, News Talk Radio, is the lack of human dimension and a human element that could make these conversations so much more interesting to more people without losing the informational element and the flavor of being in touch with what's going on.
Such is the case, or was the case, with Bill Maher and Ben Affleck on Maher's program. We ought to talk about that in a moment.
Yeah.
We'll pause, though, here with the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is in the spotlight.
This next song goes out to someone real special. Web developers. You've developed a worldwide web of convenience, and Geico.com is eternally grateful. Now everyone can pay bills, manage policies, maybe save big money on car insurance, all from the comfort of their desk chairs, recliners, and water beds. You're magicians with wands made of binary code, and that's why we're sending this next song out to you. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
ESPN college football analyst Jesse Palmer is helping guys take pride in their grooming routines this season. From the football field to the studio, Jesse knows that a daily regimen with products designed specifically for men, such as Degree Men antiperspirants and Dove Men Plus Care body washes, are an essential part of men's pregame every day. Here's Jesse.
Now, as a broadcaster, I take pride in my daily grooming routine, whether it's before I go in front of the camera or just to leave the house, because it prepares me for the moments that matter on and off the screen.
Unilever men's brands, including Axe, Degree Men, and Dove Men Plus Care, are designed specifically for men and are the official pregame products of NCAA football. Take pride in your pregame by visiting your local retailer this football season or go to pregameproducts.com for more information. That's pregameproducts.com.
Beautiful Bellwood flooring just got even better with twice the scratch resistance and four times the abrasion resistance of other brands. And right now, Lumber Liquidators has exclusive deals on Bellwood with savings up to 40%. Choose from over 140 varieties, including Brazilian cherry, American walnut, even Bellwood's hot new matte finish that gives you that oil-finished look without all the maintenance, all with a transferable 100-year warranty. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. First ever 36-month financing is available. But hurry, these amazing deals end Tuesday.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, with our weekly overview of the top 10 talk topics. And certainly the focus on what goes on in terms of creating a story. Radio, talk radio, news talk radio, is about the business sometimes of creating something out of nothing. And the best people doing this, I believe, are very good at creating something. Take an idea and work with it. Don't just use the path that everybody else is using. Take something, find a different spin, a different angle. And there's so much competition, both on the radio and television, Michael. It seems that when gems come along, and I don't know whether you describe the Bill Maher, Ben Affleck spat on his program, on Maher's program, as creative or an opportunity for us to hear, you know, people who are famous, we all want to know what they really think. What's Ben Affleck really like? So the Bill Maher thing, even though it could have been contrived, and I guess probably was actually, it still created a story from nothing, and it made for entertainment, according to a lot of people.
Yeah, I don't think it was contrived. I think it was real.
Me too.
I think it was fascinating, and I think it was a great moment in television. I think they're all bright guys. Mm-hmm. I think Ben Affleck is a very gifted actor and filmmaker and writer, and he's a smart guy.
Yep.
And Bill Maher is, you know, he's an original.
Yep.
He's Bill Maher.
I mean, America's current angry guy.
What made that fascinating was it was liberal against liberal.
Mm-hmm.
And I love when that happens, because I don't believe there is an empirical left and empirical right, and one way to look at the left and one way to look at the right. If you got rid of all the liberals tomorrow and you only had conservatives, they'd break into two camps, the liberals and the conservatives.
Right.
It's like fractals. It's the way the universe operates. There's a yin and a yang always
well,
to everything.
Exactly. It's politics. It's religion. If
right.
you look at the original supporters, the idea of a religion that extolled the value and virtue of Jesus' life, the Catholic Church develops, and then the protestors mm-hmm. became the Protestant Church, and from there are all the various sect, S-E-C-T-S, of that religion, and the Jewish religion,
right.
and the Islamic religion. It's all the same stuff.
Well, so it shakes up the apple cart a little bit, and that's what we had with Bill Maher and Ben Affleck.
Mm-hmm.
We reached a point that one of the most... the conservatives, the most active conservative organizations, were defending Bill Maher.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Maher became the conservative
yeah,
in that discussion, which shows you how superficial our labels are.
Yeah,
that,
it really
that
is.
We really should look deeper into things before we just, you know, come up with talking
too
points
easy.
And superficial labels.
Right, exactly. Too easy to label people. All right, we continue. Michael Harrison here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, continuing here with us on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Every week at this time, we spend a lot of time looking at some of the stories, behind-the-scenes thing. Michael is so good at analyzing and understanding people, and as an expert at listening, you just have to kind of be a good people watcher and listener. That's the best thing. I think that's the hardest thing for people who try to become radio hosts. We have criticized the sort of inside story here. Paul Harvey used to call it shop talk. The hardest thing for many people running radio stations now is to find new talent. And I think part of it is because nobody's using their imagination anymore. People are being brought up around these devices. I think there are so many examples, Michael, of people's minds just being killed by the depth of involvement that people have, like zombies, with all of these tools that we have that eliminate thinking. There are very few original thinkers now, whether you like Krauthammer or not, or some of the authors like Stephen King. I use them as two examples of people that pop right in my mind of being, I think, original thinkers. Then there are all the people who copy everything. You know as well as I do, people go through the newspaper and they think that's show prep. That's what we call in the business show prep. And it doesn't bring into account people's life experiences, because people aren't having the good people. Good minds are not, they're not wrapped around the same kind of experiences. And people don't know how to tell stories anymore because all the stories are told for them with a damn pad in front of them.
Well, you're bringing up a lot of different topics here, so let's narrow it down to talk radio. Because there are a lot of creative people in the world, and there's a lot of great art, and there's a lot of great literature, and there are a lot of great independent films, wonderful music. The problem is, most of the creativity happening today is not being marketed and distributed and promoted by the mega corporate interests that control the mainstream media.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to go outside the mainstream to find the creativity that exists within the human condition. Now, as far as talk radio is concerned, I've been very open about this. Talk radio today, as opposed to 10, 15, 20 years ago, is controlled by gigantic corporations that are under the rule and thumb of venture capitalists and Wall Street. And as a result, they don't operate the same way in terms of the warm and fuzzy mom-and-pop creativity that existed. So they're not encouraging and looking for that kind of talent, but rather, as most corporate entities do, they're trying to find what are the key elements that make something successful. Let's emulate it and duplicate it and put it out there. And that's what ruins art. So we got to get back to a little non-corporate thinking for even if it's owned by corporations, the corporations would be wise to know that it's in their interests to step out of their own self-imposed box and get a little creative and get a little bit daring and go back to the human element, creative storytelling, life experience, fascinating people, quirky people, people with unique angles.
Right.
And this format will pop again.
Mm-hmm. People that sing on the air like I do.
Do you sing on the air?
Every once in a while I get... I was when the story came up about Kim Jong-un this week, I did the Who's Afraid of Big Bad Kim? Bad Kim.
Because do you remember the singing DJs?
I do, as a matter of fact.
There was a time when DJs would sing along with records, and then there came to be a time when the program directors and the corporate bosses said, stop singing, it's corny.
Right.
And if a DJ sang on the air, that was considered to be corny and old-fashioned.
Right. You think it still is? Maybe I should stop.
No, I think it's cool. I think that kind of thing is very good.
Mm-hmm. All right. So Michael Harrison, when somebody complains, I'm now going to say, Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, who really doesn't sing well himself, admires people on the air who do.
You're my favorite singer, Doug.
I am your once upon the...
I like you even more than I love Barry Manilow.
Barry Manilow makes me cry. All right. Michael Harrison, continuing with our overview of what's going on in Conversation Radio. Some people would say this is a clever program in and of itself. Hopefully that's the case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips. Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We've gone through the top stories, the number one issue this week, the Ebola case or cases. And with that, the most talked about person other than the president was Thomas Eric Duncan, who's the man that came over here from Liberia and died in Texas this week as a result of the complications of having Ebola. All right, so that we tend to promote things that create fear in us, Michael, for whatever the sad reason we do. We tend to focus on the bad, and thus the name of my daily program is Good Day. I can't tell you that I'm always talking about good things. I like to really focus on good news, but people are turned on by listening to us disseminate, or maybe, not sure the devs disseminate, maybe it's dissecting things from our point of view, because I have three or four interesting characters on the program with me, trying to understand for people, and I don't want people to agree with me. I got some email this week, people, oh, I agree with everything you say. I don't think we can afford to have people listening and agreeing with us, frankly. I don't want you to agree with me. But the other side of it is, if people, they'll tell you if they don't agree with you on something. I may have said something that was complimentary towards somebody or something, or something that was complimentary. People will call, I'll never listen to you again. You had the most horrible attitude toward this, that, or the other thing. And I just get a kick out of it because I know that that means, and then somebody will send you another email. I told you before I was never going to listen to you again.
And I'm still not listening. And that's why, because you keep saying these terrible things. they get it through osmosis. They get you psychically.
Yeah. Well, whatever it is, it's important to have people listening. And there are a lot of folks who say that because of the controversy that's been a part of this political talk radio for so long, that talk radio is dead.
Yeah.
And that foolishness that goes on and on.
Well, talk radio is declared dead every day by people who don't agree with its political
views. Right, well, that's the point of it. Yeah, right, exactly. They don't want to hear stuff they don't want to hear. But yet they do hear and they do listen. But it's a danger that we talk a lot about here. Some of it came up this week when the FCC, at least the chairman of the FCC, suggested, and I think we talked about this a little bit last week, and then there was more of it this week, that the Redskins name ought not to be used. He thinks it's inappropriate. Okay, that's fine for him as private citizen, Mr. whatever his name is to say. But after that, no, you can be expressing yourself along with a bunch of other people who think that it's swell. But yet there's a bully pulpit effect that comes from that sort of thing. And I'm not sure even some of the good radio hosts point that out. Do you?
Well, I think that, again, you're covering a lot of territory in your observation.
I'm doing well doing that today, aren't I?
you speak in swaths.
There you go.
Swoop in over a lot of territory, and then I got to pick which point I want.
Which item, yes.
You know, I've learned to do that. I've gotten really good at this talking with you every week.
Mm-hmm. It's fun.
It's made me learn to focus and
yeah, isolate. Sure it has.
But that being said, mm-hmm. I think that... The media took what the FCC chairman said and blew it up out of proportion. He didn't say anything. He just said, well, we're going to take it under consideration. I personally don't like the Redskins name. And the next day you see in the New York Post, FCC threatens to punish broadcasters.
Right. Yeah, yeah, right.
It threatened nothing.
Yeah, they didn't say anything.
You know, so I really think, you know, to sum all that up and focus on an important point, I think the media has a tremendous responsibility in seeking truth and spreading truth, whether it's bad or good. I have nothing against bad news. I think bad news is news. As a matter of fact, in countries where they censor the media and the government runs everything, you only hear good news. So bad news is definitely a symptom of freedom. And things are usually good when the media is free to give bad news. You know, the town crier, the warning, the alarm. I think this is very important. So we shouldn't be against bad news on face value. But when you take the bad news and you subject it to hyperbole, when you blow it up and sensationalize it for the sake of really getting people's attention, scaring the hell out of them, or using it for political gain to get elected or to sell something, then I think it's extremely dangerous and unethical.
One of the things I did this week as the Ebola situation in Africa in every size, shape, and form you can imagine, becomes the top of mind thing for a lot of people, especially folks who have young men and women who are in the service, and 3,400 of them are going to be assigned. Some of them, most of them actually, are already there in various places in Africa, being exposed to Ebola. We learned that medics are going to be handling vials of this stuff who are working in the service. The Marines are going instead of the Army. So I took I just asked the question, because the military, or at least the Marines, were getting all the attention because they are the ones who are being sent over to Africa. So I asked why, and then I get into a conversation with people about training Marines. Are they better trained than people in the Army? What goes on for training in the Navy? What about the Air Force? You know, who's better at protecting America? Yeah, that kind of stuff. And it was interesting to get feedback in a couple of different ways about Marines and Marine families and whether or not people are happy. A mother called, her son has been deployed over there, and she's very unhappy about it, thinks that he should have, it wasn't what he signed up for. And then I said, well, wait a minute, isn't the commander-in-chief in charge of whatever your son is doing? And if the commander-in-chief says your son needs to go over to Africa to work on this problem, then he's the commander-in-chief. You got to do what he says, right?
Well, a lot of people don't realize that when they sign up for the military, that they're signing up for the military. Mm-hmm. They think they're signing up for some kind of college, or they're signing up for some kind of summer camp, or they're signing up for some
kind of... Well, that's because the recruiters tell them that. That's the
right. Yeah, no, but when you sign that dotted line and you sign for the military, you're signing away your life if necessary.
Mm-hmm.
And there's... people should realize that. And that's also why veterans should be honored, because they promise to give their life if necessary for the country. Mm-hmm. But to go into it and think that, you know, hey, I don't want to... You know, go there. you signed up for the military.
I don't want to go.
It ain't the Boy Scouts.
Please, Mr. Custer, I don't want to go.
Don't sign up if you're not ready to give your life.
Uh-huh.
That's what it comes down to. I hate to say that, but it's true.
Yeah.
And I'm not judging it. I'm just saying a fact.
Yeah. Well, you know? I didn't sign up to be exposed to Ebola. Well, you expose your butt if you go to Afghanistan. I have a kid who's working for me on the farm, who's a wonderful 24, 25-year-old youngster who loves working on the farm. He's been in the Marines, is in the Marine Reserves now, has to go next week for 4 days of training up in Upper New York State. And I thought to myself, I wonder if this is the kind of training that would prepare him for going. He's seen three tours in Afghanistan in about as many years, with less, I think a little less than 3 years. And he's not, there's nothing about him that I can see that is anything other than good. And, you know, he's the kind of person you want to see represent you in whatever conflict we get ourselves involved in, way too many of them, frankly.
Right.
Unfortunately, a lot of kids like him have lost their lives for no good reason either.
Well, that's why it's very important that our leaders don't send our young men and women in harm's way frivolously.
Yeah.
You got to take it real seriously before you send people into battle.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes leaders don't do that. They're not thinking about the human element and the tremendous responsibility that comes with that.
I wonder whether anybody will say when Hillary Clinton becomes president, like I did just say this, folks. When Hillary Clinton becomes president, will men say, I'm not taking orders from a woman? I've heard men in service say they wouldn't take orders from a black man. He's not my president.
Yeah. Well, this is all shameful behavior.
Of course it is.
And, you know, just what can I say? We have a long way to go before we're truly enlightened.
Perfect.
Species.
We'll pause for a moment here. The Talk Radio Countdown, a review of the Hot Hits conversation about what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
GEICO presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote GEICO's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my GEICO app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this GEICO spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do a lot of
VIN scanning to add a car, just a tap away on the GEICO app.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
ESPN college football analyst Jesse Palmer is helping guys take pride in their grooming routines this season. From the football field to the studio, Jesse knows that a daily regimen with products designed specifically for men, such as Degree Men antiperspirants and Dove Men Plus Care body washes, are an essential part of men's pregame every day. Here's Jesse.
Now, as a broadcaster, I take pride in my daily grooming routine, but it's before I go in front of the camera or just to leave the house because it prepares me for the moments that matter on and off the screen.
Unilever men's brands, including Axe, Degree Men, and Dove Men Plus Care, are designed specifically for men and are the official pregame products of NCAA football. Take pride in your pregame by visiting your local retailer this football season or go to pregameproducts.com for more information. That's pregameproducts.com.
Beautiful Bellwood flooring just got even better with twice the scratch resistance and four times the abrasion resistance of other brands. And right now, Lumber Liquidators has exclusive deals on Bellwood with savings up to 40%. Choose from over 140 varieties, including Brazilian cherry, American walnut, even Bellwood's hot new matte finish that gives you that oil-finished look without all the maintenance, all with a transferable 100-year warranty. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. First ever 36-month financing is available. But hurry, these amazing deals end Tuesday.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Finishing off our review of a conversation about what's going on in News Talk Radio, Michael Harrison is here, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You can find it at talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. All kinds of new things are going on there, sort of an incubator of conversation to people who are doing it. Some of it is aimed at different spectrums. That's the other thing. I'm going to tell a little inside story about how advertising rates are affected, obviously, by who's listening and how many people are listening. There are different categories. Men, let's say 25 to 54. Women, 25 to 54. Adults, 25 to 54. Women, 35 to 64. You get the idea. The audience is broken up into various...
Well, demographics.
Yeah, demographics. So... when people want to know why they want to advertise toward women's products, they look at the numbers, and the numbers that are there now are different than they used to be because of the impact of the internet and because of the impact of digital and all the various ways that you can get programs. And people say, oh, people are leaving the radio. This week, a broadcaster from Chicago named Steve Dahl, who has long been a successful figure, did some podcasts for a number of years, signed on to go back on the radio. What did you think? What did you make of that announcement?
I think it was a smart move on the part of Cumulus Media for bringing back one of the stars of radio in Chicago and giving him a platform. And I think that they'll do well with it. And as far as Steve Dahl is concerned, he was, I guess, frustrated with the way radio was going, and he formed his own podcasting company, developed a big audience, and now the winds of change are happening again, and he has a chance to go back on radio. Why not? Why not? To a guy like that, any platform is a platform. You know, radio's not dead. Radio's quite alive, especially a big station like that. He belongs on the radio. And he belongs on the internet. He belongs out there. And that is good.
What is the difference from what people hear? You've listened to some of these podcasts. What's the difference between what people hear in a podcast, what they might hear on the road, I'm sorry, on the air, if the same person is doing it? Do people's expectations change?
Well, podcasts, there's certainly more variety. There are far more podcasts and podcasters than there are radio stations and radio broadcasters. Mm-hmm. And podcasts are not subject to the FCC, and podcasts are not subject to corporate pressure. Of course, there are a lot of very bad podcasts out there, but there are a lot of really good ones, too. And that's what happens when you go to the freewheeling world of the internet. You have to be, you have to discern and look deep to find the good stuff because it's free and it's open and everybody can do it. You get a lot of crap, but you also have some good stuff and you have to find it and look deep and then you get some really good stuff. Whereas on radio, it's controlled by the corporations, by a concern for ratings, and by the FCC. So it's more restricted, but it's generally okay in terms of, you know, you're not going to find amateurish stuff that you'd find on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Or stuff that you don't know whether it's true. There's no vetting. There's no necessarily journalistic standards. We have a lot to learn in being able to navigate this new world of the internet, which has unlimited potential for good, but also the potential for untruths, lies, distortion, and amateurism.
Mm-hmm. Well, some of the best hope, I'm thinking of Alex, why did his last name just pop out of my mind?
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones. And what he does, he has significant podcast coverage, but I think it's of his real radio program. And so people are fascinated because he's different. And that's what it takes, I think, to be successful. But that's what it takes to be successful, I think, long-term on the radio as well. Michael Harrison, editor, publisher, Talkers Magazine. Check out their review of the hot stories every week. And as a matter of fact, find out what's going on every day in your favorite format, the News Talk Radio format, overseen and overviewed here on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The legal aspects of the news of the week, the conversation that we have with Stephen J.J. Wiseman every week at this time, a celebrated attorney. You like that? Celebrated. Celebrate. Where's Stephen Wiseman? What's going on?
Hello?
Oh, there he is. Wonderful. Isn't it great, right, this wonderful world of radio? The essence of your job as a college professor, as a lawyer, one of the country's leading experts on scams. I got to wonder out loud in terms of scams before we get to some of the other important legal things this week. The number of people affected, this 85 million people that have been affected by the bank.
J.P. Morgan.
But by the what?
J.P. Morgan.
Yeah, the J.P. Morgan thing. I was talking about, I get confused because I know they bought out Chase. I was about to say Chase, but it's J.P. Morgan Chase. So what are we, these people, I was talking to a guy who runs a company that tries to deal with these things, and they are out, they're trying to find scammers, they're trying to find hackers to hire, so that he says these people are so brilliant that they can get away with almost anything, Steve.
Oh, it's true. And what a lot of companies are doing, British banks had a hard time, and they did this. They went over to find people to bring them over from the dark side of the forest over to the good guys. And some of these hackers have been, who have changed sides, have been very, very effective in helping to manage these threats.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's move to one of the items this week. Countdown item number 3, issue number 3, has to do with what the Supreme Court has done. There are a number of cases. Do you want to profile them for them, for the folks that are listening, and then understand, help us understand what all of them are all about?
Yeah, one of the biggest ones was, of course, the same-sex marriage, and it was funny because I thought I was missing the boat here when so many people were saying that the Supreme Court was going to take up the appeals from a number of different appellate courts that have all ruled in favor of same-sex marriage, and I would have bet anything that they weren't going to take it, and they didn't take it, and it's kind of interesting why. There is a narrow 5-4 group and a majority on the court led by actually the conservative justice, Anthony Kennedy, who is in favor of same-sex marriage. But they're very conscious of what happened with the court in the past with abortion and wonder if the court, the Supreme Court, should not move too quickly. So they are letting these appeals courts make the decisions, letting more and more districts have same-sex marriage, and they won't step in really until another appellate court rules that it's unconstitutional, which you may see this year when you see the appellate courts in Louisiana and Florida make a ruling. But that's the main reason that they didn't take this case up.
All right, legal ramifications of the following. You've all heard reports of customer care problems with Comcast and most of these other companies just like that.
I hate them.
Yeah. So the latest and most interesting story that I've heard to date involves a customer took issue with Comcast and their service. Says Comcast got him fired in retaliation. He'd been dealing with overcharges for equipment he didn't order, mixed up account information, misplaced bills, poor effort from Comcast customer service to fix problems. So according to the folks at Consumerist.com, the poor service claims and fee, he went a long way out of his way to cancel his service and negotiate his way out of undeserved cost, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He went to Comcast, then he went to the local newspaper. Anyway, long and short of it is, they found out where he worked, and they got him fired. Can't he sue them for that? Because it's obvious what they did.
Yeah, I think it's really outrageous, and there are civil torts for this. This really is it's a form of extortion. It's a form of intentional infliction of emotional distress. It's a form of interference with his contractual relations, and in fact, you know, his employers have rights very often, unless there's a union protection in there, to fire someone for almost anything. But this kind of interference is the kind of thing that I think could be considered an unfair and deceptive trade practice, and I hope this guy does sue.
Well, he supposedly used the company name to threaten Comcast. I work for XYZ, and you can't get away with this, that sort of thing. And that's why they fired him, because he had no authority.
Maybe, but I still think that that Comcast has got some responsibility here.
The founder of Scamicide.com, Stephen J.J. Wiseman here. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, copyright 2013, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.